Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
3 o'clock, sun is still out, and the sun is always out in Drake May's world, because we got ourselves a superstar. And Ted, I don't know if you agree with this. We're going to get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. I keep, and maybe I'm getting too close to Drake, now I'm getting defensive for him. I'm starting to get sick of seeing, oh, he's doing Mahomes things, or he's doing Herbert things, or he's doing, doing May things.
He is.
He's his own entity.
He is so different. He's different than any quarterback I've ever seen.
Yes.
So you don't compare him to Josh. Don't compare him to Patrick. He's different than those guys.
Okay.
There was a big thing last night. Ben Solak from The Ringer, who's one of the, writes the blogs from his mom's basement in Brooklyn type of guys, Ted. He's a big QB dude. And he said last night, we're now seeing him do Josh Allen things and Justin Herbert things. The ceiling on this kid is limitless. And the flack that he caught in his replies was pretty wild, because it was people saying, mostly Pats fans, don't compare him to anything else. Start saying he's doing Drake May things.
Oh, I like that.
Yep, absolutely.
But I like that the fans are recognizing that he's a unique player. He's unlike anything. I'm just going to say it. I've been holding back. I've never seen a player like this before. I've never seen the skill set, the abilities, the smoothness, the way in which he throws, the poise, the accuracy, the athleticism. I've never seen it quite like I've seen it in Drake May.
Please. I was going to say, you see those infographics sometimes, guys, online, like where people say, like, all right, build the perfect quarterback. He's got the arm of Moon. He's got the brain of Brady, the legs of so-and-so. It's funny. It almost does, like, I'm going to quote a super old TV show to show my age, but you guys will get it. The $6 Million Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Drake May was built in a lab, and they used the legs of Josh Allen, the improvisational ability of Mahomes, the brain of Brady. Like, he's got a little bit of the intangibles of so many people, yet it is proprietarily unique unto him. I haven't seen any quarterback that he reminds me of either. Yep. They're just so many little things that are reminiscent of legitimately great QBs.
You know what? It feels good to get that out.
I'm glad you did.
I'm tired of, like, kind of hedging, you know? He is unlike anything I've ever seen. There, boom, said it.
That's why he's going to get a red jacket and then maybe a gold jacket, and maybe they'll come up with a new jacket for him because he's that special. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's see. It says Andy talking out of both sides of his mouth. Well, sounds about right. Let's go to Pete in the car.
Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen. And I know we're in the professional nitpickers world here, but you know, if Adonai Mitchell could catch a ball, you know, they had long shots. So I don't really blame them for how they played the last half. The other thing is, what people are sleeping on this team right now is they have almost $100 million in cap space coming up next year because they can roll this year's into next year. This team is far from being built yet. So I know people say they're young, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. They really can improve on what they have significantly because they have a cheap QB for another couple of years.
Pete,
so
Pete, can
I'm
I ask you?
All in on this team.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question because you know the Patriots had the most cap space last year.
Yes.
And yet going into this year, they still have the most cap space. What if next year they still have the most cap space?
Don't do that.
Have the most cap space.
Well, are you worried that they're not going to spend in this offseason is my question to you.
No, I'm not worried they're going to spend because I think the guys that are out there are going to be good plug-and-play pieces for where the team can get better. And I think that, the ownership, the Crafts are ready to invest in this team.
Okay.
Because they got the coach, they got the quarterback, and I think that they'll put their foot down and start spending again.
I hope so, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Pete.
I hope so, man.
I missed
spending again?
Well, they spent last offseason. See, I think they did a good job. They didn't spend it just to spend it, right? Like, they spent on Milton Williams and they Spillane, and they blew, what was it, $300 million?
They bought $330. They bought size, they bought talent, and most importantly, they bought culture.
Okay, that shows you how much money they were under last year, that they spent all this money, and they're still the biggest cap number of any NFL team.
So my biggest concern, Ted, and this is a theory that's been floating around. I think Phil has brought it up, your boy Phil Perry.
Spiders?
Are they just saving the money to slot it for Christian Gonzalez? We know we're going to have to pay him $33 million. And then they're going to roll the next year over so when they give Drake May $500 million. But you also just said the cap goes up so much, you don't really have to count your pennies. It's going up like... How many bad contracts did they do? Was Duggar a good contract?
No.
Did it hurt him?
No.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Mike Onwenu, not a great contract.
Right.
Like, what's his name? Godshaw, bad contract. They signed all these bad contracts, and you are like, why do they have $50 million to spend? And then another 70.
You know, but to them, it's embarrassing. Like, to all their, like, all the people that they respect their opinions of, they're like, oh, you wasted all that money on. You missed that one, boy. That's, you know, did it hurt the team? No. But it hurts their ego because they get off to signing perfect contracts every time.
Well, they got some of those, too. Some of those are starting to come into play, right? Robert Spillane and some of those pieces that are coming together.
And on the most recent list of 25 coveted free agents in the 2026 class, of which there are several positions the Patriots will likely be interested in, they don't have any of those 25 free agents, which means they can go get other people's talent and not worry about losing a bunch of their own.
Yep. So they can keep Gonzalez, go get talent, fill in, and the roster will be fine. 617. Wait, did we get to the part where I was talking out of both sides of my mouth with
you? No, you never got there.
You got away scot-free on that one somehow.
Yep. Maybe he just played me like a fiddle. He wanted to get on the air. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Richie in New Hampshire. What's up, Richie?
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering... a spin on the end of the half there. Drake May had interception a couple games ago or last game in the end zone at the end of the half, and we didn't get a shot at the 3 points. I wonder if you think they're just being a little bit conservative on that. I think Drake May is awesome, though. So rock and roll. Go Patriots.
Yeah.
Thanks, Richie.
Yeah, that was at the end of the game. That wasn't at the – I mean, it was – and it wasn't that the interception he threw against Tampa it was the second to last possession they had. So it wasn't – before halftime.
Right.
And, so it's but not it was apples to apples.
Heading in that direction. And Vrabel said the Tampa one was just a flat-out bad decision by Drake. And he threw one away this game where he had a nice rollout to the right, past midfield, threw it away. I think he's learning.
I see what Richie's – I mean, just because he threw a bad interception at the end of the game last week that maybe
– No.
I mean, that's how Bill would think, though. That's how Bill is.
I don't think Josh and Mike are thinking that way about
– You should never think that way with Drake.
Right.
Drake can throw – three interceptions in the first half, and if you come out and just run the ball in the second half because you're worried about him throwing it, then shame on you because he has the ability to throw three touchdowns after he throws three picks.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Ryan in Boston. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys? Hey, I was listening to you guys last night after the game. I've been listening to you, Andy, since you guys got on this afternoon. I heard you make the same point earlier. You said, I'm sick of listening to everybody say he's doing Herbert things, he's doing Patrick Mahomes things. And it kind of made me think of Jason Tatum, where I guess you guys in your profession started calling Tatum the anomaly. And I kind of wonder if that's more of a fitting name from Drake May. I mean, I think it's kind of goofy, don't get me wrong, but I mean, the thing this kid does, you're right, it's not like anything else that any of these other guys are doing. And to do it at such a young age is unbelievable. And I also just want to make a quick comment as far as what that guy Peter was saying. You get all this money to spend. I completely agree. I do think they're going to spend it on Gonzalez. And, you know, as much as anybody wants to see the splashy guy, I'm right there with you. That'd be great. But I kind of want to see this team go through the draft, to, you know, build up, you know, build a young team. Let's just do it. Let's just do the whole thing. What do you guys think?
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Yeah, no, the draft is the way to go, and it's to avoid the Washington thing where they're getting old. You want to try to do that. Now, it looks like they have done it this year, right? You have a draft that looks like it is going to be a multi-players that are going to contribute for a long period of time kind of draft, and that's the first step because they hadn't had one of those in a while.
Correct. And, you know, it's going to be, it's interesting. You know, a lot of, you know, people that are calling in are saying that they're going to spend money. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Kraft to make sure that that money isn't just sitting on the sidelines because of what they've built, right, Fitz?
Yes, sir. You've got Mike Vrabel advocating. You've got a game plan I'm sure they'll cook up. And also the point that you guys made recently, it's a destination now. There's an attraction to this place. It's not just, oh, I can come get paid. It's, I can come get coached by Vrabel and play with May. I'm in.
You know what, Fitzy? You guys, it's going to happen. Are they going to go back to their... You know what? We don't have to pay these guys because they want to play here so bad.
God, I hope not.
We'll offer them bad contracts. I'm raising my hand. I was one of those guys that took a crappy contract because I wanted to play with Brady.
Yeah, you got to do everything you can to avoid being the Commanders, too. Talk about an inglorious stat. They're the first team to have previously reached their conference's championship game and then the next season lose four consecutive games or more, although I doubt they get blown up by the Dolphins on Sunday, by 21 points or more.
Yeah, but you know, they...
gone bad.
It is, but they do have the oldest roster in the NFL.
Yeah.
Just so people understand where the Patriots are, they're the fourth youngest roster. So even though they need to, you know, get guys through the draft, stay young, they do have a young team. Even with the veterans they brought in, it still profiles as a young team.
All right, it's a little after 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
319! 319!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be...
Three.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or there's an effing snake in your yard, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance, and are you ready?
For sure.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
I think there's a lot of reasons for the success that Mike Vrabel is having in his first year coaching the Patriots. I think genuine nature of him being himself is one of them. I think experience and preparation is part of it. Competency. He's a good coach. He's been experienced. But I think there's something that is being overlooked, even though we all see it at all times. We just kind of accept it as that's who he is, but I don't think we magnify it enough. His energy. The energy that Mike Vrabel brings to this job, and I know past guys were different guys, but they did not have this energy. And I look around the league, there's some other guys. I think Dan Campbell brings similar energy, and there's some ex-players that bring, Sean McVay, I think, bring, oh, it's weird. I'm talking about some of the better coaches in football and the more successful teams. The energy that Mike Vrabel brings from when his day starts through shaking hands and hugging guys at the end and in between, he's chest bumping, he's wearing a pad, he's coaching this guy. You watch on the sideline yesterday, there was a couple times where he seemed to think his offense was kind of sluggish and he's yelling at him. He made a gesture, no nap, let's go, energy.
He did.
Mike Vrabel brings an energy to this football team that he imparts on his players, and I truly believe that's a big part because it takes energy to coach the way he coaches. He knows every player. He cares about every player. That's energy, and he brings the energy.
You know what I respect, you guys, is that he sees a problem. He doesn't go, you know what, I'll get it the next time. I see it. Go do something about it. Address it. He doesn't let anything slide ever. And so he, if he notices the offense isn't, you know, going like they need to, he's going to tell them.
And he did. Like, he literally, he made, like, the Steph Curry thing. No nap. No nap. Come on.
Do you remember
last
week against the Bucks? The defense was getting, they started kind of having success, and he gets the defense over there.
Absolutely.
And he gets in their face. And then
where was that, where was the time he was doing, he was also doing, like, waving the clipboard, and he was yelling tempo. He was like, there was another occasion last night.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, tempo, tempo, tempo. There may have also been a fancy word that was uttered on the postgame show thrown in there as well, which you can clearly lip read if you've seen football before.
But I don't think it's easy. And if you remember, he actually told us that he prioritized energy early on. I don't know if it was He's like, I want guys when they're here to have the energy to do the job right, but not to burn themselves out, because he believes that you need to be able to impart that on people.
You know where he talked about energy in the postgame? About Monday when we got back.
Right.
I wanted energy.
Yep.
I didn't want us to be like sleepwalking because we just got back from Tampa, and we had a game in 3 days, so let's get going. Let's get ourselves there.
And visually, if you're a player, you see the energy. He's not just asking you to bring energy. You look at him, he's doing it.
He's leading by example.
Is this normal for him?
He drafted a left tackle that dropped him on his ass in the swamp, for God's sakes. Of course he's an energy guy.
But, I mean, is this was he an energetic teammate, like bouncing, kind of always going?
If you said, describe one word for Mike Vrabel, I'd say energy.
That's so natural.
I've always said that. It's unbelievable. Like we go out, you know, the linebackers will go out and, you know, we go hard, and the next day of practice, he sat there, he's, you know, we're all kind of doing the dry spit thing and just like, oh God. And there's Vrabel like yelling at guys, barking at guys. He's got energy on top of energy on top of energy. I've always described Mike Vrabel as a guy that has boundless energy that I wish I had.
I think he believes energy is part of leadership. Because now it makes more sense when he was telling Drake May, get down there, celebrate, do this, show some energy. Like, your teammates see you like your teammates see me. And he clearly believes energy is a factor here.
Yep.
And I love it. Those post-game things, and when you see him hugging and jumping, and it's so... For him to have a connection with every one of those guys, that seems... legitimate, doesn't seem fake, doesn't, like, it seems organic.
Do you know how many head coaches just don't bother with having any FaceTime with their players, taking the time to engage with them?
Yeah.
Mike does it every day.
Yeah. And so, that takes energy just to want to do that.
Like, all the time. Oh, so much.
I'm sure there's times where he walks by some guy and doesn't really want to stop and ask him how his kids are, whatever, but he does it because he knows that's part of his job and it will help.
He's in the hallway. Like, it's not for show anymore. This is now tried and true ritual that you can see the players appreciate, dapping up every single player after a win. And he's even got proprietary handshakes and hugs with several of the players.
And if he stops doing that, then guys are going to be like, well, what's wrong with Mike? He set the bar pretty high.
Can I throw one negative thing out there real quick, and then we'll move on? Did you watch the tunnel video of the...
I haven't.
You know what one concerned me? I thought the least amount of energy of whatever... They probably put 20 guys in the video real quick. I thought the least amount of energy was number zero on your roster between Mike Vrabel and Christian Gonzalez.
That's him. That's
I didn't
him.
Love it.
That's
him,
Andy. That's Gonzalez, though.
You think that's just Gonzo?
If you ask Gonzo, listen. We're going to come back with a Gonzo clip.
Okay.
Talking about Vrabel after the game.
Okay, so nothing to worry about.
It's not. Don't worry about it. Okay. That is just his. It's a different demeanor. It's a different energy. It throws people off. It can make you. I'm a body language guy, and Gonzalez's body language throws me off. Don't worry about it. It's unique to him.
He is laconic and very mellow.
Remember him on the midday show last year?
Yes,
I mean, there's a reason why we're talking about him on the midday show last year and not this year.
Yes.
Like, he's just not a lot of words, not a lot of showing of any kind of emotion.
Yeah.
Just maybe one of the more even keel guys that you've seen.
And you kind of see that for the first time, and you're like, this guy's not.
It's pretty jarring.
You wonder if partly that is why he went as late as he did in the draft.
Maybe. He could have rubbed people the wrong way.
I think people maybe misread his energy.
Yeah, like imagine that in a pre-draft interview. Like, are you excited? Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here. What's the one thing you want in the I just want to play football. Like, that kind of energy, I'd be thrown off by that.
I think Mike Tomlin even kind of said something about Gonzalez in the draft process.
Okay.
Like, I think he took a trip to the, I'll look it up, to Steelers, and I think he was kind of thrown off by his attitude a little bit. And so, yeah, it can rub people the wrong way, but I think it's a misread on our part.
Don't worry.
It can make it seem like he's indifferent or that he's being sarcastic, which he's not. He's just a different dude.
Yeah. Just a different cat, man. No doubt.
Later that day, talking about the pre-draft, Tomlin was then heard telling one of his Steeler stars, Minkah Fitzpatrick, that he didn't think Gonzalez had the, quote, competitive edge and that they wouldn't be seeing him again.
There you go. Oh. There you go.
Well, if Mike Tomlin can misread it, so can I. Sorry, I apologize. Because the competitiveness is there. I see. Oh. I mean, the physicality. The coolest play he made last night was when he was stride for stride in the end zone and just kind of flippantly.
Well,
like,
it was a bad throw.
It was, but
he was right there on the guy.
And so cool, calm, and collected. Yeah, he was like, is this what we're doing?
Oh,
you're throwing
I think he was like 15, please. Right. Who was 15?
Well, he did beat him once, though, on the left sideline. Adonai Mitchell.
Yeah, that one drop.
I think that one drop was the play of the game. Mitchell stunk. They asked for him to be part of the trade with
was
Indy.
A bad drop. You're right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could argue that changed the game. If they hit that play, maybe they're feeling a little. And then it was like, oh.
You know what's hard about that? If you're a receiver who has to, you know, run routes for Justin Fields, and he's never hitting you even come close, and then the one time he does, you drop it, and you're the a-hole? Really? Okay.
That's some truth to that. Jeez. Absolutely.
All right, as we continue with our three-point stance, which some of you might have forgot we're still doing.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, since we may be up against it, would you like me to hold my three-point stance and maybe modify it into a talking point with Mr. Giardi?
I'm going to tell you what, as we don't have Mike Giardi, but I would love to hear your three-point stance coming up after this commercial break. Fitzy, Andy, back to you.
I look forward to Fitzy's three-point stance after this commercial break, and back to you for what's trending now, Dan Ball.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Yeah, Braves has done an amazing job. Being just coming in from OTAs, you know, he stood in here and told us, you know, what we were going to do, and building a team and building connections and just, you know, coming together, getting close. And him as a former player, not just a former player, but a great player. You know, he knows how to get people going. He knows how to get us going. And I mean, you could call it getting under our skin a little bit. He likes to talk. But I mean, it's fun. It's good energy. And, you know, we love playing for him, and we'll do whatever we got to do to go out there and get wins.
So that was Christian Gonzalez last night talking about Mike Vrabel after he snubbed him in the post-game hallway. But that right there does sound like a guy that likes his coach and the buttons that he's pushing and playing for him and all that, Ted. So, okay, I'm not going
to
worry about it.
Nothing to see here.
I'm not going to worry about it until they come to a contract impasse and we're wondering if Gonzo's coming back. But if that's the case, we'll look back to this day. 617-779-7937. Before we get to Fitzy's three-point stance, let's squeeze in a phone call. Got a defensive question for Ted, according to the screener, Matt in Brighton. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, big fan, Ted. Big fan.
Thank you,
big
sir.
Big fan.
Appreciate that.
I have a defensive question. Yep. It seemed like the Jets last night, when they went up beat, like when they were moving quickly through the downs, it seemed like Justin Fields was able to get out and run. How come they didn't play a different kind of defense, like have a shadow guy looking at him everywhere he went? Because I think they could have shut them out last night if they played that style of defense. What do you think?
Well, thanks for the call, Matt.
Yeah, I think they, you know, I think they were a little caught off guard by all the quarterback design runs to start the game, the zone reads, and you know, in our edge. It wasn't our edge, the way we set the edge, supposed to, Orlovsky said it, other team was.
Well, it's the one thing.
Our setting the edge last night sucked, Dan, so they were not good. But they kind of caught him off guard early in the game and weren't doing a good job of keeping him contained. I don't think they felt like they needed to really put a spy on him too many times, because I think they felt like, you know, he was going to make hay with the short, intermediate, and middle of the field routes, and you don't want to take a linebacker out of that responsibility to shadow the quarterback. So I don't think they saw him as a real threat. At least early after that first drive, they kind of settled down and they kept him contained. I didn't think it was a big issue.
It did feel a little bit like, though, his athleticism maybe kind of caught him off guard with all those runs early, which I guess that's one of those things, you know, it exists and then you actually feel it. For like Harold Landry, for example, on the touchdown.
Yeah.
I think Harold Landry probably thought he was in decent position right up until he was chasing Justin Fields into the end zone, right?
Right. Yes. Probably. You know, like a lot of guys have kind of thought they were in position to tackle Drake May, and he just runs right around him.
Yeah, ask Matthew Judon that picture he got caught in.
Yeah, I think the speed of quarterbacks can kind of take edge rushers off guard. I think they catches them off guard. I think they think they're, you know, faster than them, and they realize, okay, well, no, this guy's fast. So
I want to get into Fitzy's three-point stance, but real quick, can we put a pin in? Does this give you any concern for Lamar Jackson on the horizon, Josh Allen on the horizon? Let's get back to that at some point, because they may look at that and say, oh, yeah, interesting. I'm better than Justin Fields. What can I do to you? It is it's time, Dan Ball, so go for it.
Okay, thank you. Fitzy, your three-point stance time is now. Are you ready?
Okey-dokey.
All right, here's 60 seconds for it. Go ahead.
All right, I actually just want to send out some thank yous with my three-point stance today. These thank yous go out to the following people. I would like to thank Brandon Ayuk last year for being a titanic pain in the ass when it came to wanting to or not wanting to be traded to the New England Patriots, asking for so much money that ultimately it became a no-go of a deal. I would like to thank DK Metcalf for not wanting to come and play in the Northeast when it was time for him to get traded out of the Pacific Northwest, ultimately choosing Pittsburgh, another team that Brandon Ayuk would have preferred to play on, as opposed to the New England Patriots. DK Metcalf is currently having a meh season for the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. I would also like to thank Chris Godwin for choosing to take tens of millions of dollars less than he was ultimately offered by the New England Patriots, choosing to stay in Tampa. He has yet to actually even play a game this season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, the team that was first in the NFC South that the Patriots traveled down and beat just 5 days ago in Tampa. And I would like to thank the New England Patriots for then pivoting and turning to the man who said, you know what? Yes, I'll take the offer. Yes, I'll take your money. Yes, I'll come play for you. And yes, I will be one of your leaders in an energy center on your resurgent team. That would be Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm. Or don't we need to go even further, though, Fitzy? Wasn't it Chris Godwin's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that would be Calvin Ridley's girlfriend who didn't want to live up this way.
I'm getting confused. Well, that
was I should thank Calvin Ridley and his girlfriend, or his wife.
Yep.
Or both.
Yeah. I can't remember. If it was girlfriend or wife that said, no, we don't want to go up there
Depends
and play.
On the day. Is that the aspect of this team that was maybe we couldn't have envisioned working out as well as it did the most? Like, Steph Diggs, whatever our preconceived notions were of him and now what he is, also congratulations to him and Cardi B for apparently bringing their child into the world recently, whenever he's now officially a new daddy.
Well,
but
yeah, with Cardi he is. Yeah.
Yeah, and others. So, I mean, more to come. Stay tuned, more to come. But no, like, I'll speak for myself. I didn't think it was going to be this good with Stephon Diggs on the field, off the field. I did not envision it being this perfect. Even when I watch his post-game interviews, I forgot who he did it with last night. Then you listen to his Wednesday interviews and you're like, when did this guy become the new age Matthew Slater, do and say all the right things, also catch like 10 balls?
Maybe he was, like, when things were good back in Minnesota and then Buffalo, he was talking like that. And then when it got bad, he, you know, was, but I don't think Fitzy, I didn't know really what to expect. I was hoping that I'd get this, but I don't think I ever could have imagined that he was going to work out like this and be the leader and be kind of the bell cow for a position group that a lot of us thought was the worst on the team.
He's got 50 catches for 555 yards, I believe, and 3 touchdowns, which means that he's on pace to basically replicate what he did last year, or if not surpass what would have been a full season on the Texans. Could definitely flirt with 100 receptions, well over 85, which is what we set as a barometer of desire, like 85, which would have been 5 a game over 17 games. He's been terrific on the field. His connection with May, like on that incredible throw in Buffalo last night, the great little side release one that he did, that little pop pass on the sideline. But then the pregame speeches, the fact that he is up front every Wednesday, you can count on the first person giving a soundbite talking about the tone and temperature of the team up to Wednesday and how the team is approaching Sunday's game. That is coming from Steph Diggs. That right there is accountability, ownership, and leadership. He is worth the $23 million and then some. And the Patriots, I cannot believe I'm going to say this, they went through all those other receivers and lucked into this guy. Good for them.
You know what? It's a good point, Fitzy. And I just want you to listen to see if you catch what I catch. See if Steph Diggs says something that reminds you of anybody in at a different time in Patriots history. Take a listen to Steph Diggs' comments after the game last night.
Stephon, over 100 yards for you tonight. What's working for this offense?
Complimentary football. Defense playing well. Special teams playing well. We got a good running back. We got a good quarterback, and everybody doing their job.
That quarterback, you got a fan over there.
Oh, bro, K-Dub.
Your quarterback heard some MVP chants. What are you seeing in terms of his progression?
Just him doing his job. He's a young player that's playing extremely well. He got a decent supporting cast, but he's out there making plays. So I'm just super proud of him. Just looking forward to the next one.
Well, let's talk about the next one. You got Cincinnati coming up. You're 9-2. That's the best record in the NFL. How far can this team go?
Take it one week at a time. We'll see at the end of the year. But right now, focus on Cincinnati. Enjoy this for a little bit.
Thanks, Stephon.
Okay. He says all the right things.
Are you leading me to compare him to Bill Belichick?
Well, I was leading you to he was a different interview, but he did say after the game last night, there's people that kind of counted us out early in the season.
And that would be me.
Yeah. And so it sounded very much like a Rodney Harrison.
Oh, okay.
People didn't believe in us. People counted us out. And I'm like, there we go. There, let's go. Because where are they going to get their edge? What is the edge for this team? That was what gave us our edge in those early 2000 teams, is the idea that nobody believed in us.
Right.
What is going to be the kind of edge that this team, what's the hook for this year's team? I'll be curious. I thought maybe that behind the scenes they are feeling as if people are counting them out.
Well, now I don't think they can feel that way, but they can tap into the feel that was true earlier in the year.
Like, we all had doubts heading into the season, as Fitzy has said. Between, you know, June and August, we downgraded at times our record predictions and things of that nature.
Yeah, because they downgraded themselves.
Correct.
Like there was reporters reporting that they were even feeling like they didn't have the team they thought they had.
And then they started the season with an absolute dud, so we all felt validated. Yep,
exactly. Including the quarterback, who started the season with a dud, which included the offensive coordinator that started the season with a dud. So if they want to channel those feelings and what we were saying at that time, they can do that. Right now, it's harder to do because you are 9-2. You have more wins than anybody in football.
That's crazy.
Everybody says your coach is the best coach, your quarterback's the best quarterback. Like, everybody's kind of heaping praise. The rat poison, right? The Nick Saban rat poison is out there for everybody to consume. I did want to touch on this real quick, though. The running back situation. So Ramondre Stevenson sits out again with the toe injury. I'm assuming he's coming back, right? Like, they didn't place him on IR. They could have shelved him for 2 weeks. So he's coming back.
Yeah.
What is he coming back to? What does the backfield look like? Because my guy, Travion Henderson, and I did want to get to the apology. Remember yesterday I said, I need you to not be below 4 yards a carry. I'm okay with below 4. That performance was an acceptable below. Like, that's the example to me of don't just look at the box score. Because if I look at the box score, I say, he only averaged 3.3 yards per carry. I thought he ran well. Right till the final play of the game, Fitzy, I said it to you on the post-game show, he picks up that first down on third down, and the game's over. They can go into victory formation, and it's a sneaky short run, but he lowers his pads and he moves. So, Travion Henderson, did he become the lead back?
No. Ramondre is still the lead back.
Okay.
I think they prefer it that way. I don't think they want to put that kind of pressure on Travion. And I think they have too much respect for Ramondre, even though he's fumbles as much as he does. I just think he's getting paid, but I think they like the cut of his jib. I just think they think he's a guy that's really more suitable for the first and second down, and Travion's a change of pace kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
But at the very least, Fitzy, if Ramondre fumbles, they're not as hesitant to put Travion Henderson out there. They've seen it for a couple weeks.
No, he has now shown you elite speed on the outside. He can take it straight up the gut for a home run. His pass catching has now caught up, and he can take it between the tackles. There were a lot of like hard pad crashes that we heard last night on the Amazon broadcast. But also, guys, the pass pro is finally coming into form as well. I saw him pick up a couple of blitzers last night and eat a face full of jets and not get bowled over, which was very impressive.
Yeah. It's also important because if you get Drake May killed, well, we're going to kill you.
Yes.
That is the franchise.
Yep.
Ted has professed him as a quarterback unlike any he's ever seen before. Protect him.
Yep. If there was you said, we can pick any player in the NFL to start your team, the first pick for me would be Drake May.
Wow.
That's who I would pick first.
You and Dan Orlovsky both, huh?
I'm finally just coming out. I'm not holding back. I'm telling you exactly how I feel. Finally, damn it. I wanted to say it about a month ago, but then I would have been ridiculed, and so shame on me for letting you guys influence me.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We see you lining up, reacting to Drake May's performance, Travion Henderson's performance. Patriots beat the Jets. Is there anything you didn't like, or was that a good workmanlike win? And we also need to get to Bart Scott. Apparently there is somebody, Ted, who doesn't think Drake is great, who doesn't think the Patriots are great. It might just be a former Jet, and isn't that appropriate? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI After.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5,
Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Noons.
As we're talking MVP, when you watched Drake May last night, do you see MVP?
No, I saw a quarterback that has a good coordinator that has designed good plays for him, but I also see a team that have, you know, beat, you know, players or teams with a combined record of 37-66.
Yep.
Let's keep it in perspective.
There it is. It's soft schedule.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're going to get into that because it's a longer clip.
That's, you know.
Bart Scott, you know, you can take the guy out of the Jets, but not the Jet out of the guy.
It's a good way to put it.
Are you jealous? Like, are we going to, like, nobody plays a good schedule. There's a lot of these teams that are playing crappy schedules. Yeah. I mean, Matthew Stafford might be the outlier where he plays a little bit. And he's got a big game this week against Sam Darnold, the Seattle LA game. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. So that it's all Josh. So we should get Bart Scott and Chris Scheim in a room.
Oh yeah,
and see who comes out.
Yeah.
One says it's all Josh. One says Josh does nothing.
Yeah.
My money's on Bart Scott coming out, but that's a side issue. It frustrates me.
It was so he was. I couldn't believe how dismissive he was. Like no.
So
no, no, no. He's not. No, he's not MVP.
So on those back-to-back plays, when Drake May first time does the two hands on the ball, pressure behind, steps up, flick to Steph Diggs. That's Josh?
Yeah, that's Josh.
That's all Josh?
That's the schedule.
Nice play design. And the schedule. It was the Jets, actually.
Right.
It was the Jets.
So that's all it is? It's just
all
the Jets. So none of this counts. So why do they play the games? Why don't they just give the Patriots a victory and give Drake May average stats and just move on?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't. Because I know we poo-pooed them. The Jets had won two games in a row. Like that gets lost in a little bit of this, that the Jets had been victorious two games in a row, and you went out and took care of business. And this is what worries me, is people are going to look at Drake May's stat line, that, he had one touchdown? That's all he, 200 and whatever yards? Guy's never thrown for 300 yards.
Yeah.
You think that's an MVP? Yeah, watch the 60 minutes of football, and I absolutely think that's an MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. So, Stiz, let's rack this Bart Scott audio and see where this terrible argument goes.
Now, I did see a very good player, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if they win the division and have to host Kansas City, Baltimore, or Buffalo and get sent home. You know, this is a well-coached team that's playing about as high as they could, and they have a quarterback that's not losing the game. He's able to make plays down the field, you know, 66% in throws over 20 yards or better.
Wait, time
that's
out.
Great.
What's he arguing now? Because it sounds like he's arguing my side of the street here that Drake May is good.
Maybe the caller that said you were talking out of your both sides of your mouth should return and see if he's also talking out of both sides of his mouth.
He definitely, it's almost like he got confused what he was arguing. He's like,
yeah.
I mean, all he is a young quarterback who's winning games and throwing 66%
throwing darts down the field.
And it's like, wait, that's your argument against him?
Well, the argument he made was that the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills will beat them in the playoffs when they face them. They're a nice little regular season story, but you know when they got to face the big dogs in the playoffs, it's a whole different
story. So his argument is you could lose to the last
five MVPs or whatever
Correct.
Those three guys have between
Correct.
Them?
Correct.
Oh, God forbid. Yes, Dan Ball.
MVP, remind me, guys, does that involve like playoff success
nope.
and wins and stuff like that? Oh, cool. Awesome. Nope. Just making sure.
When the 17th nice game has been played in the NFL, that's when you're supposed to stop and decide who the MVP for that season is.
Correct.
Yes, so Bart Scott wrong on two accounts. Roll it, Stiz.
And they have a quarterback that's not losing the game. He's able to make plays down the field, you know, 66% in throws over 20 yards or better. That's great because that allows you to get explosives. So that means they can score. I think Stephon Diggs has become the route runner that they need, being able to move the chains and things like that to be that outlet for him. But MVP, I think that's disrespectful to Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, and Matthew Stafford.
No,
yeah, Daniel Jones. I said it out loud.
It's not disrespectful.
About?
When you look at Drake May and what he's been able to do so far this season, he's top five in pass yards, completion percentage, QBR, and quarterback rating.
He's played a Louisville type of schedule. What are you talking about?
Where'd you go to school, Bart?
I went to 13th grade. I didn't go to college.
My point exactly. But my point is Drake May being the orchestrator for everything. It would not be able to go if you do not have a quarterback. How many times do we talk about these organizations trying to find a franchise guy? In New England,
all right,
they
pause. Because I want to get into this Daniel Jones thing. Daniel Jones.
Oh, don't forget Sam Bradford, too.
Well, but I actually think those two guys are in a little different category.
Sam Bradford. I meant Sam Darnold.
Daniel Jones hands the ball off to Jonathan Taylor for 200-plus yards.
Yep.
And you know what sometimes Jonathan Taylor has to do? He has to overcome the not one, the not two, but three turnovers from Daniel Jones and rush for 200-plus yards to make sure that the Colts win. So how is Drake May, who's top five in absolutely everything in the NFL right now, who is there another player on the Patriots who's also an MVP candidate in the NFL?
No.
No. Mm-mm. No, so that's weird. Mm-mm. So he's kind of carrying the offense.
But what he's saying is that he might not have the weapons Daniel Jones has, yep. but he has the coaching. He's referenced Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel as being the reasons why the team is good, not because of the quarterback.
Oh, so it's all Josh. Okay. So remove, by the way, then Sean McVay and the Matthew Stafford. Because if you think coaching is a big advantage, then Sean McVay should be the trump card out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shane Steichen. Or Shane Steichen also. Yeah. Oh, and in L.A., they also have, I believe, two receivers called Davante Adams and Puka Nacua.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I believe those would be better than anything the Patriots have. We've grown to love the Patriots receivers. Mac Collins, love you, mean it, but would I trade you for Puka Nacua tomorrow?
Yes, I would.
Like, okay, is there more of this idiocy, Stiz? Is there a little payoff of this idiocy? Come on, roll it.
In New England, they have their guy in Drake May. The pocket presence, being able to throw the deep ball, being accurate in doing so, knowing where to go on third down, thinking just like your offensive coordinator. All these intangibles, in my opinion, make Drake May the front runner for the MVP.
MVP?
Right now.
Okay, I've
yes.
had enough.
That's it?
I actually had enough early on in that
Done?
Process.
Okay.
When he started arguing against himself by telling me how good Drake May was down the field, but then it was disrespectful somehow that he's considered good. Anyway, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Fred in the car. What's up,
Ready?
Fred?
Oh, this is so maddening. Bart Scott, I'm so done with him. I'm going to make this quick.
Go.
He is basically calling Drake May a game manager, and yep. I'm not doing this again. I am so done with that argument. I refuse to do this again for another 20 years that he's a game manager. The fact that you can put Drake May and Daniel Jones in the same conversation is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. So that's it, guys. It's maddening, though.
Way to go,
Thanks
Fred.
Thanks for the call, Fred.
He's right. The first thing I thought of when he says, well, he's not losing the game, that's you're basically saying he's a game manager when he says he's not losing the game.
Right.
Fitzy, the last thing I would ever say Drake May is a game manager.
Yeah, he's a playmaker. He is the exact opposite of a game manager. Now, can he go into game management mode if you need him to? I'm pretty sure that's in his bag of tricks, but calling him a game manager would be like, you know, an insult to say the least. It's a massive understatement. It's a total misnomer. Why would anyone? This is Bart Scott's envy and jealousy. They beat the Patriots once in the playoffs, and he's still mad that they're good again, and he wants the Jets or the Ravens to do well, and it's not going to happen. This is just sour grapes amplified by national television.
He was on those Mark Sanchez teams. Is that when he was?
Yes,
yes sir.
Yeah,
9 and 10.
Yeah. Can't stop a nosebleed.
Can't stop a nosebleed. Right.
That
right.
whole thing. So if we want to go down the game manager road, the dink and dunk road, we've talked a little bit about Tom Brady in 2001, right?
Yeah.
So Tom Brady in 2001, Yards per attempt, 6.9. Air yards per attempt, 6.45.
Okay, that's a game manager.
Drake May, yards per attempt this season, 8.9.
Ooh.
Air yards per attempt, 9.41.
Ooh.
So that's a game manager?
Yeah, no.
No. He's chucking the ball down the field. In fact, I feel like the most remarkable aspect of his success is the downfield passing. The thing that people are most impressed
by. The thing that he referenced.
100%.
66% passes down the field.
He was so impressed that he referenced it before he then alluded to him basically being a game manager for Josh, being Josh's puppet out on the field.
The only thing I might give him a little bit of a pass on is if last night, believe it or not, if you look at the who caught the ball last night, Travion Henderson did have 5 catches. He did check down a lot,
but
it was the smart play, right? It was because he had
had a little bit of a pass rush at times. It's okay.
Yeah.
And it was why he was sacked once instead of 6 times.
Correct.
The issue that I'm sure they've been beating him over the head with, right? Hell, our guy Schlereth did it. It was 1 read, 2 read, check down.
Correct.
1 read, 2 read, check down. Don't take the sack. And he's doing that, and now he's a game manager?
Correct.
Jeez.
Yep.
We are never happy in the media. Ex-players, regular media, doesn't matter who you are. When they put a microphone in front of you, I think inherently you're never happy, and Bart Scott is proving that.
Yep.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we see your phone calls, including one that says we're wrong about Bart Scott's comments. I'm intrigued by that subject line. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We'll continue to break down this win and talk about Drake May's success as either a game manager or, I don't know, an MVP candidate or somewhere in the middle. That's next here on WEEI.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.